Last time we mentioned there are four different stages, four different worlds that one needs to move through to climb the ladder that starts on the ground and ends up in Shamayim. These are the four Olamos, the four worlds mentioned by the Shlach HaKadosh, mentioned by others. What are they? We have the sphere of material phenomena. That's the Olam HaAsiya, the world of doing. Then we have the Olam HaYitzira, the world of forms or shaping. Then you have Olam HaBriya, the world of creating. That's the world of physical forces, active forces. And then we have Olam HaAtzilus, which is the world of pure ideas, which is the world of the spirit. The truth, the quest for truth, must pass through all of these four stages in order to succeed. And that's the way our minds work. Our minds extract immanent laws of perceived things. We understand their forms, which make them what they are. And then it's led by logical analysis to seek the causes, the forces that create the forms. And finally, we get to the supreme reason, which is the innermost soul and prime cause, which moves everything. This is exactly what's going on in Yaakov's ladder, climbing through these different olamos. And therefore, says Rav Munk, the path traversed by the inquiring mind is the very same one along which the thought of the worshipper must pass if they, like Yaakov thoughts, want to ascend the divine ladder. It's no wonder that our daily tefillahs, shachris, have four parts to them. They reflect one ascending through the four worlds. What are the four stages? Brachas till Baruch Sha'ama, Baruch Sha'ama till Baruchu, from Baruchu till Gal Yisrael, and then Shemayna Esrei. The first stage, till Baruch Sha'ama. This is where we deal with our practical needs, where we awaken, clothing. Who mentioned brachas for our work and our welfare of the day. Even korbanos are practical. This is the Olam HaAsiya, the world of material phenomena. And this is the point from which the quest to seek Hashem must set out. The next stage takes us higher. This is Psukei Dezimra. Psukei Dezimra is a Kaddish Baruch Hu revealing himself in nature and history. The splendor of nature, the magnificence of the starry sky, the beauty of the reality of our world, they all proclaim the glory of Hashem. Therefore, our thoughts rise from the world of human activity to Olam HaYitzira, the world of forms and shapes. These are the backgrounds and the framework of the activities in our daily life. Behind the Olam HaYitzira, we can discern there's an Olam HaBriya. This is the third section of our tefillahs. This is the world of forces that dominate the creation. Even within the forces that dominate creation, there are three types of force. There's the force of nature, spiritual forces and moral forces, and then history and destiny, different forces happening. And these brachas of Kriya Shema actually correspond to these three forces. Yaitzear, that's the powers active in nature. This is the divine light upon the creation of the universe. And through its radiation, the world renews itself daily. Even darkness, which is seen as a negation of light, is not a destructive force. It takes its turn in the service of Hashem. Then you have Ahava Rabba, which is the idea that Hashem is the ruler over the moral forces in the world. Yet while these forces that dominate the mechanical, determined world of nature are renewed by Hashem every day, we're free to use our moral and spiritual powers at will. And therefore we rely upon ourselves. We can only humbly pray to Hashem and say, enlighten our eyes, make our hearts cleave to you, that we'll proclaim with every fiber of our being, Shema Yisrael. The third brach of Birkas Kriya Shema flows from the first two. This is the brach of Gal Yisrael. Hashem alone rules over all the forces of the universe, natural and spiritual. He alone has the power to determine its destiny. The evidence for this is in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore at that point, realizing that Hashem is the source and master of all forces in the cosmos, we get to the highest rung on the heavenly ladder, the Olam HaAtzilus, the world of pure spirit. And in doing so, the climactic moment of Shemona Esrei, we stand in silent prayer in front of Hashem.